You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
Hey, listeners and watchers. Yes, watchers and listeners, because they watched and then now they're listening. Or they didn't watch.
They just listened. This is the movie show.
We're going to encourage you to go watch.
Yeah. So you can either be listening to us right now or you can be watching us right now on YouTube.
About what we watched.
Yes. Watch us. Yeah. I'm not going to. Yeah. I stuffed that up. Damn it. I'm Sash.
My name's Ryan.
This is the movie show. And we are currently doing a Matt Damon marathon.
Yay.
Which is actually going to last very long if you think about it, because Matt Damon is in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
He is. He's quite a golden oldie.
Yeah. He really is.
Right?
He actually
golden
is.
Golden oldie.
Honestly, he's one of the best actors of our generation. I would just like to say that. Like, I really consider him one of the best actors of our generation. Yeah.
If you can watch an actor perform and you still don't like... Okay, wait. If you can watch multiple of his movies and you still don't know his personality, he's
then
a good actor.
He's a good actor.
And I don't know
his
Matt Damon's personality.
Yeah.
Although I think he kind of comes across as like a like kind of gentle, sweet guy.
But I also think he's got a very dry sense of humor.
Is it?
Personally, I could be wrong. I mean, we could be completely off here. We don't know him personally.
That matches because it is kind of just that kind of quite, yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking. I had a flashback of another interview that I watched of his and I'm like.
This is us piecing interviews together. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. If you know Matt Damon personally, comment below, tell us what he's like. And if Matt Damon is watching this,
just let us know. You know, one of the craziest actors is, though, that guy always confuses me, is Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
That guy acts nothing like he is like
really?
In real life. Have you not seen
and
him in
interviews?
And
he's Irish, right?
Yes, he's Irish. In interviews, he's the sweetest, softest, gentlest little soul.
Wow.
Sitting there smiling or gentlemanly like. And then he acts in things like Peaky Blinders, Oppenheimer. Like he acts in like serious, like dramatic, like depressed or like. He's very interesting, that guy.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. But anyway, this is Matt Damon.
We've put you in the same, just to illustrate more of,
Yeah. So we basically are doing the Bourne franchise, which means for the next 5 weeks, we are doing the Bourne movies.
Yeah.
I actually haven't, okay, if I have seen a Bourne movie, it hasn't been the full one and it's been like just a part here and there. Mm. The first one, I remember we once did like a remake of it. I don't know if you remember that, Ryan.
I do.
Do you remember that?
I still got the shirt.
Yes, you do. Mm. We made like a remake, a very short remake of it. And watching the movie, the first one, because I haven't ever watched it before, I actually was like, oh, this is where that came from.
Fun fact, Sash, I just realized that that's the movie we were making it after. I was like, oh.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. I just connected.
You're like, oh, wow.
Yeah. You guys should go back if you're watching the YouTube and watch my shocked face.
There we go. Wait, we'll show you a freeze frame right now. Yeah. Ta-da!
I totally look like
yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Let's talk about that. Wow.
Yeah, so this is the Bourne Identity. It was made in the year 2002. So it is 21 years old. Crazy. I know. Yes. And it's 1 hour and 59 minutes long. It is an action thriller. Mm. It is directed by Doug Liman.
Yes.
Now, Doug is a very interesting man. Remember a couple of weeks back, we also had one of these directors where you're like, you know, you don't know who this guy is, but you actually do know who this guy is. Well, this is the same with Doug Liman. So I'm going to tell you who Mr. Doug is. Okay, I'm going to tell you what Mr. Doug made because you're not. Yeah. So Mr. Doug made the first, okay, the Bourne Identity, I'd say, is the first biggest thing he made. After that, he made Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He was the director of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I loved that film.
It was a good film. It was a good concept as well. Mm. Then he made the film Jumper. I don't know if you've ever watched Jumper.
I've watched Jumper,
And then Edge of Tomorrow.
There you go.
This is the man.
That's the guy.
The man behind Edge. This guy's insane. Yeah. I love Edge of Tomorrow.
I really love that film.
The Edge of Tomorrow is one of those movies where... You know how he keeps reliving the like you just keep
and it's
re-watching
like he's got
it.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah, no, it's that was
we
really
haven't
good.
Done that. Have we done that film? 2014.
I don't know. We might have.
We might, we might not.
Then he did The Wall. And then he did American Made. American Made also has Tom Cruise in it. He also did Lockdown. Now, I saw Lockdown. I think it came out in 2020 or 2021 with Anne Hathaway. 21. I've never watched it, but I actually would personally go watch it now just because I know he's the one that directed it. Then he did Chaos Walking with Tom... I have forgotten his surname. I wanted to say Hiddleston. What's his surname?
Who's Tom? Tom.
Zendaya and Tom Holland. There we go. Wow, okay, that was sad. Cool. And then the most recent thing that he's directed is actually a TV series. He's also done a lot of TV series. He produced Suits.
Produced Suits.
Okay. But he directed, there's a TV series that came out, I think last year, the end of last year on Netflix called The Recruit. Also this like political, my dad watched it. I didn't watch it, but I watched parts of it via him watching it. So, but it was pretty good. What I saw from it was, it was pretty good. And then he's got some upcoming projects that he's directing. Quite a few of them are in post-production. One's called The Instigators. Another one's called an untitled Tom Cruise / SpaceX project. I think him and Tom Cruise like working together because they've collaborated a lot. He's doing a movie called Everest. It's also in production. Roadhouse is in post-production. And then Live, Die, Repeat and Repeat is in development.
That rings a bell.
That sounds like The Edge of Tomorrow, actually. Yeah. Maybe he's doing like a...
like part two or something.
Sequel or a prequel or a spin-off or... Yeah. So that he directed this. It doesn't look like he directed the other films, though. Because the other films didn't come up on the list.
We would have seen it.
Yeah. I didn't actually do research into that. I didn't look into the other films.
True story. That's
interesting, though.
That makes me a bit cautious.
Although... it might be because, so I read a fact somewhere that said so after watching the dailies, the studio contacted him and said for one part of the film towards the end, they want this montage. And they specifically mentioned a director that normally does a montage like this. And guess what Mr. Doug's response was?
No.
He responded back to the studio and said, well, if you wanted a montage like that, that director does, you should have hired that director.
So do you think...
so maybe it is because stuff like that happened that they didn't hire him for the second, third, fourth and fifth film.
I'm looking at the second cover, The Bourne Supremacy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look as great as the first one.
Serious?
Yeah. I heard one of them because I was watching someone who was doing reviews.
Mm.
And I'm not going to tell you which one it was because I don't remember which one it was. But one of them I know a lot of people didn't like.
Oh, serious?
Yeah, a lot of people were like,
I suppose we'll get there and then we'll be like, yeah, guys, it was terrible.
That was the one.
Yeah. So there's five. I know that they're quite spaced out in terms of release dates.
Yeah.
In fact, the first one was also pushed back. Matt Damon actually said he didn't think that it was going to do very well because, first of all, the filming ran over. They ran over on production. And then on top of that, 9/11 happened, which then caused the film to be pushed back even more. So I think it was supposed to be released in 2001, but then it was only released in 2002. But what Matt Damon did say, which was quite interesting, was the studio basically said to him, we are signing you for one film. If it does good, then you're going to do a second and third film. But they didn't actually sign him for like three films straight up. They only did one. And then they honestly weren't expecting it to do well. Plus, on top of that, when it was released, the weekend it was released, it was running against Scooby-Doo, which sort of doesn't sound like a big deal. But I mean, at the time, 2002, Scooby-Doo was quite the thing, you know. So Scooby-Doo was coming out. And there was also a very big Nicolas Cage movie that was also being released that weekend. And then The Bourne Identity was being released. So they weren't projecting like high numbers for it at all. That opening weekend, Scooby-Doo made $54 million. The Bourne Identity made $27 million. So it made basically half of what Scooby-Doo did. But then what Matt Damon said, what worked about this film was that moviegoers actually made The Bourne Identity what it is today because they didn't have a very big like marketing budget. So they didn't like market the movie very much. So the reason this film did well was because people went to the movies, watched it, and then went, oh, Ryan, you must go watch The Bourne Identity. It's really cool.
Ryan
goes and watches it. Mm. Then Ryan comes back and he's like, hey, you need to go. So basically by word of mouth, that is what caused this movie to actually do well. And so audiences found it on their own and then almost promoted it to each other. And then what ended up happening was every single weekend the movie performed higher than what it was projected to perform. So that's actually what caused it to do well, and then that's why they went on to actually make the second and third and then a fourth and a fifth film. So, and now we obviously have the Bourne franchise that we know. Well, we don't know. I don't know yet, so but that we know today, that we're about to know.
Yeah. That we're busy knowing.
We're busy knowing.
So then I wonder if they marketed it.
Have you watched the trailer?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my goodness, the trailer was so bad.
Old school trailer, eh?
Old school trailers are so
bad. There was a man.
I was still saying to I watched it with, well, I was watching it and someone was with me and I still said to them, I don't know how people went to watch movies in the 2000s because the trailers, like, they do not incentivize you at all.
Standard voice.
Yeah, like,
there was a man.
Yeah.
That.
He doesn't have a menu. But he's scared.
Jason.
And there were so many, it was so, like, you know, that OG Guy Ritchie style where it's just flashing and montaging and skipping. And yeah, it was very dramatic.
I feel like that's people who just, like, maybe had an app to make trailers.
And they were all the same.
Just feed up.
Like, every trailer was the same.
That's a good app idea. Just feed an app a whole lot of, I'm sure you can do that with ChatGPT.
I'm sure you can do it with your iPhone.
Hey. Just throw out a whole lot of footage. Tell it what kind of, you know, give it a genre or theme, and then
one day
out comes a trailer.
Hectic.
And it even gives you choices.
There we go.
It's my second app idea.
I think feel like it's more than that. You've had so many app ideas on the movie show. You should start doing them, Ryan. We would have been like millionaires by now.
I still want the swear word remover.
Yeah, that is a good one. One thing I actually enjoyed about this film was there was the lead actress was German.
Oh yeah.
And she swore a lot, but she'd always swear in German and I don't speak German, so it kind of didn't feel like I was listening to swear words.
we were actually expecting this movie to have a lot of swear words. And then we were like,
it did, just in German.
There was like one or two words
and then in German.
Yeah. And some other words, and then so I was very like, okay,
sure. Yeah, the cast was very interesting. So obviously you have Matt Damon as Jason Bourne himself, and then I actually like this. So the chick that was German, she played Marie, is an actress named Franka Potenta.
That one.
Yeah, she's actually a German actress. And originally they apparently wanted to cast an American, but then they changed it, and I'm so glad they changed it, because, like, you know how we have these films that are set in Europe, but everyone in them is American? Right?
No, the worst is the Bible movie, like the movie about the Bible. You know,
and everyone's American.
And everyone's British.
Or British, yeah. So I actually like the fact that they cast a German actress. I've never seen her before in my life. Honestly, I've never seen her before in my life. She did very well, though. I thought she was very good. Mm. And I like the accents. It was just nice to have, like, especially because they were in Europe. I mean, they were, the only shots in America was when they were going back to the agency. So, yeah. And then there was Julia Stiles. I obviously know she acted with Heath Ledger in 10 Things I Hate About You.
All right.
Yeah. And I think she comes back in the series.
I hope so.
Yeah. And then we have Brian Cox and Chris Cooper and Clive Owen.
Right.
Clive Owen was so funny, though, because he was in for like three or 5 minutes. No jokes. Mm. Like, the whole film, his screen time was like something crazy, like 3 to 5 minutes. And he only spoke like an hour and 25 minutes into the film, which is basically the end of the film. Yeah. So that was the cast. And then obviously there were other people. But I found this very interesting. This is crazy, right? You don't understand how crazy this is. So the name Bourne came from Ansel Bourne, right? There was a guy named Ansel Bourne, okay? And apparently he was a preacher in Rhode Island. But he's the first documented case of what is called dissociative... F-U-G-U-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. A condition that is so basically it's you get amnesia, or you get identity disorder, or multiple personality disorder, right? So one day in 1887, this guy, Ansel Bourne, forgot who he was. He started a new life in Pennsylvania under the name Brown, opened a convenience store, and about 3 months later, he woke up and not only remembered his life as born, but forgot basically the life that he had created as Brown. He completely forgot it, and he was completely confused as to why he was in Pennsylvania.
True story.
Apparently, it's a true story. That's where the whole born identity idea comes from.
Somebody switched this guy's hard drives.
How crazy is that? What the heck, man?
That's crazy.
I know, right? Like, I've heard about split personalities, but like, split personalities are like, 1 minute I'm happy, next minute I'm crying, like, for no reason. But like, this is hectic.
Where did
this
you find
like,
that story?
On IMDb.
I want to look more into
that. Yeah, we actually, we'll come back
that
next
is crazy.
Week. I know, right?
So, how does that happen? Like, does anybody know who's watching or listening to this if that is a condition or some kind of mental disease or something?
It is. It's called dissociative fugue.
That
fugue,
one.
Fugue.
So like how many, like, is that a, that is...
I know, it's crazy.
That is
when I read
something.
It, I was like, what?
That is something.
So that's apparently where the whole
like, there's
born
Alzheimer's,
identity.
Right? Mm. And then there's this.
Even amnesia. Like, amnesia is one thing,
amnesia.
But like this.
Like, if you never remembered who the previous person born was, like, I'd say, okay, but that sounds like amnesia. But the fact that he forgot who Brown was and went to born.
It's crazy.
I'm like, what? Like, access denied that memory. And then one day he just remembers the password and then...
Right.
And then he gets locked out. It's like walking out one door into another door. And then turning around and going, oh.
Damn. Oh, wait. Why am I in Pennsylvania?
Okay. Hey, that's crazy.
I know, it's crazy,
that's
right?
Cool. That makes me suspicious about what happens in the rest of these films.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, because like, he sort of remembers, but like... He doesn't know what Treadstone is and all of... Yeah, it's a very brilliant concept. Mm. Like, watching it, I even thought this film is... It's so clever how he doesn't know who he is. The audience... Like, no one knows who he is. Mm. Okay, people do that. Like, the agency knows him, obviously. But, like...
Yeah.
It's a really cool concept. Mm. And I like how it was set in Europe. In fact, it was shot in 7 European nations, but mostly in the city of Paris and in Prague. But it was beautiful. Oh, Paris is beautiful. Mm. So it was just nice to... Yeah, it was like... It didn't feel like James Bond, and it didn't feel like Mission Impossible.
No.
And these three franchises, I feel like, are on the same level. Mm. And sometimes Mission Impossible and James Bond can not really, but I feel like each of them have a niche of their own, which is clever.
Yeah.
But I liked how this one really didn't feel like either James Bond or Mission Impossible, which was, that was pretty cool. Mm. And then the scene that was crazy for me was when Matt Damon climbed down the building, which is a 30 feet high building. And he apparently did that by himself. He obviously was wired.
Yeah.
But what I liked about it was, you know how normally, like in movies, people can climb up walls?
That's crazy, because just from that fact alone, you guys now know that you can do that. On that type of wall.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It had the...
But I like how they show... Because normally in movies, it's very unrealistic. Mm. You're like... Yeah, this is so such a movie. Whereas this, you could
the
actually
angle was
see.
Also like,
but you could also see like you could see how he was actually maneuvering himself along the wall. So he wasn't acting like the superhero human type of thing. Yeah. You could actually see. Oh wait, this actually is possible. Mm. Like if
and the way specifically the way that he did it.
Yeah, and I think this was the first big stunt film that Matt Damon did, which was pretty cool. It was quite a bit of a challenge.
See, now this. Jason Bourne is how I always remember Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Whenever I hear about Matt Damon, I think Jason Bourne, action guy, can like, you know, kill anybody, wipe anybody out, break their hands, their foot, their ankles. I mean, you know, break stuff the way you see it in this film. So,
ooh, the pen.
Yeah.
The pen. I looked away. I could. I was like, oh, when it went in his hand, I was just like, oh. Yeah, that was hectic.
Did you notice that the guy didn't scream? It was like,
And the fact that he ran out the window as well was rude. I must be honest, one of the things was I could pick up the sound effects, so like the sound folly, I could pick up that it had been added. But I mean, it is a 2002 film, so I wasn't like gonna hate on it. And yeah, but it, yeah, for me, I think Matt Damon, Saving Private Ryan was probably one of the first things I remember Matt Damon from, but then also The Martian. And then I think one of the things, one of the one film that made me love Matt Damon was Ford versus Ferrari. I loved Matt Damon in Ford versus, and Christian Bale. Completely, but I really liked Matt Damon in Ford versus Ferrari. Actually, no, I also know Matt Damon from Invictus.
And he's always got chewing gum. Yes. And he's like, all right, okay. You know,
yes.
I mean,
Shelby, wasn't his name Shelby?
No, I think Shelby was the...
The other guy.
No.
I think he was Shelby. Anyway.
He's one of those guys.
When did you watch that movie again? Yeah.
So when I saw Matt Damon as that, I was shocked. Like the first time he came on screen, I don't know at what point in Ford versus Ferrari he came on. I just like sat up. I'm like,
what is he doing?
I'm like, wow, this is Jason Bourne.
This is him. Actually, now I remember Invictus was probably one of the, because I was very young when I saw Invictus. And Matt Damon, the reason I say he's one of the best actors of our generation is he's one of the actors. The other is Andy Serkis that pulled off a South African accent.
I
still
want to see that film. I haven't seen
it. He actually pulled it off.
Is it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah, hey? Maybe you went to that guy.
That's because he was with Neil.
Exactly.
He has South African associates that he can...
Neil.
Do you know who was offered the role
of Jason Bourne?
Jason Bourne.
Who?
Yes.
Keanu Reeves.
No.
Tom Cruise.
No.
Wait, I'm sure I saw this somewhere. I give up.
Ah, you can't give up. Name at least three more.
I'm running out of actors' names.
No, just think, right? Just think.
I can show you faces.
Just go. No, just think of like famous actors.
Like famous actors.
Yeah.
Like how famous?
No, right. I've already given you
clues. Just a guy.
Famous actors.
Oh, okay, wait. There's something in the fame. Famous. Andy Serkis.
No.
Tom Hiddleston.
No.
That dude that played Captain America.
No. Chris Evans. No.
Chris Evans. The
think earlier famous actors.
Okay. That dude with the beard and the...
Wait, which dude with the beard?
The funny guy.
What funny guy?
Yeah, that dude.
The dude with the beard.
I told you, I'm good with faces and movies. And
the
I can
dude with the beard.
I can link faces to movies, but the names...
Okay, if you could pick another actor to play Jason Bourne, who would you have picked?
I would... So we're talking about like good action kind of fighting. Bruce Lee...
No.
Bruce Lee's dead. The Texas guy.
Owen
the
Wilson.
The guy that never dies.
Oh, Chris. Chuck Norris.
Norris.
No, not Chuck Norris.
He would be good boy.
Right, there are two actors that I'm shocked you ever named.
There's so many actors.
I'm shocked you ever named Leonardo DiCaprio, but it wasn't him. But I'm shocked that you ever named him.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. See, I was getting there.
Okay, name someone else.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Other than Leo.
He's obviously played in other action films.
Yeah.
Like big action films.
Big action.
Like James Bond.
He hasn't been James Bond, though. No.
Like Mission Impossible.
No, not Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Like, what other action films are there? Like, is there like a sequel to it? Star Wars?
He's done a Star
action
Wars.
Films? We stay in action, right?
Brad Pitt, right?
Brad Pitt.
I was like, okay, I don't know how to explain
I
this.
I don't see Brad Pitt as an action.
Yeah, he did Troy. Guy. He did do Troy.
Yeah, that was ancient.
And he did Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
He did Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Which was also with Doug, you
that
know?
That was very good. Yeah.
So I suppose that Doug was like, good. Hey, Brad. And then Brad was like, no, sorry. I think Brad turned it down. In fact, I'll tell you what movie he turned it down for. Spy Game 2001, which I haven't watched. Yeah. But then Matt Damon, apparently, he was asked to be in Minority Report and Ocean's 11. But because of this film, he couldn't do that. But so he was even asked in an interview that, did you turn down Minority Report? Now, Steven Spielberg directed Minority Report.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, no, I didn't good turn film. Down Minority Report. There was a scheduling conflict. You don't turn down Steven Spielberg. So, yeah. Actually, has Matt Damon and Steven Spielberg ever worked together? I'm going to search that.
It's
a good question, right?
It's a very good question.
You know, this is also a very cool fact. So, you know, in Jason Bourne, he has that red bag the whole time that's got all of his like personal belongings in it. Right. That bag, guess who has it now, Ryan? Who collects props from films?
All right, here we go again. Tom Cruise.
Matt props Damon, from films,
Leonardo
right?
DiCaprio.
Not there. He's not an actor.
Oh, I don't know.
Although that's dumb. Who directed Saving Private Ryan?
Spielberg.
Exactly.
So Spielberg has that.
So no, as in Spielberg and Damon have acted, as worked together. Sorry, that was my question. Have they worked together? Saving Private Ryan was where they worked together.
Oh, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Where was he in Saving Private Ryan?
He was Ryan.
No. He was.
He was Ryan.
Shame Ryan wasn't the main actor. Although
it was Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks and Matt Damon that were like the
that's
two.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. But he only showed up because, I mean, the whole film he's looking for
you
Ryan.
See?
Yeah.
I'm here.
There we go. So wait, back to where were we? What were we talking about? The red bag.
Yeah.
So, you know Adam Savage? So he was on Mythbusters. He now works very closely to Corridor Digital.
Yeah.
He has the red bag with everything that was inside
and
of it.
He now owns,
he's a collector of like props and like things made from films. So he actually has.
Wow, go Adam.
Can we just mention Mythbusters? You watch Mythbusters,
right?
I love Mythbusters, man.
Yeah.
The fact that I love that show. That show was really cool. Mm. Yeah. So, and then just my last fact. Ryan, can you guess where, you know, the end of the movie, right? Where the chick opens the bike shop. Where was that?
Italy.
No.
Rome.
No.
It's Europe, right?
Yeah, it's Europe.
It is Europe, right? Paris.
No.
Germany.
No.
Is it in Russia?
No.
Is it in England?
No.
Is it in... Why are you looking at me like that?
Because this is easy. It's on the Aegean Sea.
Greek, huh?
Yes. Yes, it was Greece.
Greece.
So, and I thought she was on Greece. I was like, that looks like Greece. So it's the island of Mykonos in Greece. Yeah.
It was very beautiful. Is it a movie fact or like an actual, like in the film, that's
in the
where
film.
She was?
In the film and in, so they filmed there as well. Yeah. So she opened up her bike shop. I suppose, what else would, how much did he give her? Ten, what is it? It wasn't a million.
I don't know.
It was $100,000 or $10,000. Something crazy like that. I'd also go to an island in Greece.
I think it was $100.
$100,000? $100,000 probably,
I remember $100.
Or $10,000 or something like that, yeah. But he gave her two amounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good film.
It was a great film.
It was a good film. It was
looking
very good
forward
film.
To the next one.
Yeah. No, I am.
You see, now
I am looking forward to the next one.
This is the part that I was actually looking forward to, was meeting new characters, like starting a whole new world. And
I think by like the third film, we're going to be like into it.
Because we don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, we don't know what's
going
to happen. And then by like the fifth film, well, we'll then see if it ended well or ended badly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one of them is quite a bad film, according to reviews.
I feel like all franchises have that one film, though. Mission Impossible 2 sucks.
Mission Impossible, yes.
Two sucks. Yeah. And then even James Bond, the Daniel Craig one. I'm trying to think now. I did rewatch all of them. I think the second one as well of that one was quite... the second one always goes... I bet you it's the second one. The second one can always be shaky in a series. And then the third one kind of like fixes it up.
And the latest one is... So this whole franchise goes all the way up until 2016.
Sure. So started in 2002.
I don't think it was the second one though.
Oh, don't you? Mm-mm. Maybe it was the fourth one.
But I could be wrong.
The fourth or the second one can be sketchy. Like Pirates of the Caribbean 4. I didn't like 4.
All right, so let's see. Is it the fourth or fifth one?
There we go.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Fourth or second?
Fourth or fifth.
You think it's the fifth?
I think it's fourth or fifth.
I always think the fifth one is good because they have to end it. You know, you want to end it
I think
it
the
good.
Fourth one, because you always say, you know, and I'm looking at the cover, looks familiar. And also we know that, you know, the first three films are great. And
not
the
always.
One,
Mission Impossible 2 and James Bond 2 was not nice.
I'm thinking of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates 2 was very nice. Pirates, they should have just stopped at 3.
You go up to 3 and then...
And then you just stop.
That's the end.
You're like...
And some just keep going.
Yeah,
and they
like
just
fast.
Keep going. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. too fast, too
They're just
far.
Like, stop, guys, stop. Yeah, anyway, so we will be back next week. Yeah. What is the second one called? The Bourne Supremacy. It's actually a very clever concept to start off with the Bourne Identity.
The Bourne Supremacy.
I thought that was a brilliant name, a brilliant title, The Bourne Identity. Next week, The Bourne Supremacy. You can go watch it, and then when you listen to the show, you'll be right along the action with us.
Yes.
But until next week.
See you then.
Peace.
Active FM, the Netflix of radio. But better.